are not nizir in giving maizes. Rashi lemaizes oich peiros as follows: you eat your peiros when they're still tevel before you took off trumas and maizes. Vubenisa b'day shemayim, eating tevel is a chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. Therefore, you get the smach of a sachra. V'zui misos the midir b'midir. What's the midir connected midir? There are gurna nichtes b'meiv. You ate tefolim something that's awesome, so it went from your throat down to your stomach. So this a sachra starts in the stomach and works itself up to the throat that you choke to this. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yisu yoimeh al lashon hara. No, he also get a sachra for the chet of lashon hara. Is all my rova v'tem mishuv levi. My crew, Eshens, where's the posik that for lashon hara you get this einish of sachra? The posik says v'amelech yismach b'lekim. The melech of David will be happy in Hashem. Yishalo kol hanish b'boy. Be happy over swears in Hashem's name. Ki yisocha pi doiver shoker. Whoever spoke out doiver shoker means like lashon hara. Yisocha pi. He'll get this samachlo of a sachra. I boilu for the marshal now. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi, it says because lashon hara, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi, lashon hara comma, does he only say a sacha comes because of lashon hara? I do ma'afal lashon hara nami comma. He's been meisav on a tanakama, not only for the chet of eating meisav of eating tevom. So you get this a sacha, and even from lashon hara also you get a sacha. Toshima bring the raya, that's the pshat that he holds for both to get a sacha. That what Mais was Kisha Nichnus Rabbi Sainu Karim Biyavna. Rabbonim came at the Al Karim Biyavna. Ho Yisham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezab, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shimon. You have these three Tanoim there. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezab, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shimon. Ni shalo shalu zubifnein. The yes, the shalo. Mak is zoom. This mak of this oinish of a sacha that starts in the stomach and works itself up to you choke. Mifneima maschel from the yain. It's why does it start in the stomach? The gemes pen. It ends up choking in the mouth. There's what chet did you do that you deserve such an oinish? Is nena Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi is the first one to answer. Rosh hamadabin. B'chol Mokim. He's always the first one to start talking B'chol Mokim. The Mar will soon explain why he's the Rosh Hamadar, why they picked him to talk first. The Yomron, he said, by saying that this chet, it's a pshat from Lashon Hara, you get this chet of a sachra. What's that? This? Alpha pisha kloyes yoitzes. When you go to speak Lashon Hara, it starts out in your kidneys. They give the yetzer to do it. For Lev Maven, your heart understands it. For Lashon Rechat, it comes to your tongue. Ter Goimren, the mouth ends off. So that's why you get this makhla vasachra. It starts in the stomach, works itself up to the mouth like the way in a talk. Nena Rebbe Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. That's our first Rebbe Elazar b'Rabbi Yosi. He said back, V'yoma mifnei ma, mifnei, why do you get this einish of vasachram? Sha'uchlam bo dvorim tumeim. You eat things that are treif. For the Gemara, dvorim tumeim, psychodaita, could you think just because you eat something that treif, like there's no chiv misa, we're talking about a chiv misa of vasachram. So eating dvorim tumeim, you're not chayv misa for that. So Drashi, Dvorim Tumeim, Sagadaita, Fluchi, Oinshe, Misa. Is there any Chiv, Misa, feeding Dvorim that are Surim? The Bishleim, Loshen, Oro, Chivish, Rashi, Bishleim, if you speak Loshen, Oro, Oinshe, Misa, Stak, Chiv, Misa. Yosiv, Milashni, Vaseser, Yeyu, Ois, Artsmas, Hashem will destroy you. So, what do you mean you get a Sach of feeding Dvorim, Shenimus, it's a day in Dvorim, Tumeim, and for the Gemara, you ate things that are not mesukin. What does that mean? You ate like tevel. So Rashi mesukonim musharim. You didn't take off trumas and maaso. Shehat tevel b'misa. That's good if you eat tevel. If I eat misa b'day shemayim, could yalla be loy nasrofen. So you see, b'kitzur, Rabbi Elazar b'Yosi, even though before he said asachar comes for lashon hara, here is also moedik comes out maaser eating tevels. You see, he holds af mishum lashon hara. That was the reason l'shaila. Nene Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Shimon, Yechoy answered back, Yoma, the oven bittul Torah. The people on bittul Torah, this oven, this chet, you get the smachla basachra. So drash the oven bittul Torah, the einish name misa. For a bittul Torah, you also deserve misa. Kedi amorim be mikra nidra lefnei fonav, leman yibu yimechim, hoi lolam, tamid o yismatu. That the Pasuk dash me full of man yibu yimechim nevnechim, when are yizoyche to have an ariches yomim, if you learn Torah, at the Pasuk before, goes on mezuzahs, and goes on limarat ha-maisam limirater. For the Gemara Akashra and Reb Shimin, Noshim yechichoy, Noshim doi with the smachla v'sachla, and they're not mechuyiv in learning the Torah, said Rashi, Sheinu mitzuvas adivrei Torah. The Torah tis Noshim avatla says balayim, that are more than avatla the husbands for learning, and since the husbands are mechuyiv in limit Torah, they're also in this chet of bitul Torah. For the Gemara Noshim yechichoy, you see, goyim doi with this smachla v'sachla, I goyim don't have a chiv to learn. Same Torah Shemavatam as Yisrael. They stopped the Yidden from learning Torah, therefore they're also in this chet of Bittul Torah. For the moral Tinoikis Yechichu, I have young children die from a Sachra, they have no Chiyuv to learn yet. So Drashi, Tinoikis Yechichu, Shein Ebenei Limud, they're not in the parsha of learning yet. Teretz is, so the Gemara, Shemavatan Esavim, that they scare their father from learning. So they also cause Bittul Torah. The Rashi, Shemavatan Esavim, Lohelicha Muhammad, has to take care of the children, bring them into the sun, or the sun learn, and then to cool them off, Lofaisa Vegoisim. If they're cranky, you have to give them nuts to calm them down. So among the children cause the father Bittul Torah, they also get this Einish of Asachra. For the Gemara of the Tinekia Shabbos Rabban Yechichai, yeah, Tanakhish Vishrabin, these are the children that go to learn Torah in Yeshiva, and they're not Mavatal the Rebbe, they're not Mavatal the parents, they can say the learning. How come they also more get the Samachla Vasakra? It's a Rai, you don't get the Samachla because of Bittul Torah. So, Dumarna in Hosam Kiddi Rebbe Gorin. The reason why young children get this Chet Kiddi Rebbe Gorin. The Yama Rebbe Gorin. Vitaima Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Ishmael. Bizman Chetzadik in Bidor. Amol, if the door has a lot of Chatoim. Hashem takes away the tzaddikim, they get the oinish for the door. So if the door has tzaddikim mitzvasim al door, Hashem takes away the tzaddikim for the oven of the door. Ain't tzaddikim the door? What about you have a generation of the tzaddikim not so great? Hashem doesn't take away the tzaddikim, then who does he take away? Tinoike shabbos rabban mitzvasim al door. Such a midah, Hashem takes away the tzaddikim shabbos rabban, those that are term and ikdushim of the door, Hashem takes them away for the oven, for the chet of the door. There's such a midah right there that if the veld has too many chatoim, Hashem takes away a kapara, takes away tzaddikim. Amr Rab Yitzchok Yabzeiro V'yamud Amr Rab Shimon Ben Nizira Maikro. Where's the writing for this posik that Amol Hashem takes away tzadik, the tzadikish of Yisrabim? The posik says in Loisaydi Loch Bikve, in Loisaydi Loch, we don't know me, you don't know what happened. Hayofim Noshim, the nice of the women. Tzilach Bikve Atzoyin, go look in Yikve Atzoyin, the feet of the Tzoyin. V'yamrinu V'dashin, it means Gedeim, the young ones. Hamshochanim, Hamumshchanin Al Haroyim. That are more from the young ones, Hashem takes them from Mashkin, security of the old ones. That means Machmas, the Chet of the old ones, the Royim, Hashem takes away the young ones. So Rashi, the Shabbos Rabban, the Kashrus, the Mekesh Rabban, how come they have this Chet, this Oynish of Asachro, Loi Betelem, Loi Mevatan? They don't stop learning, they don't cause other people to stop learning, there's no oven Bittul Torah. How come Hashem gives them also sometimes this Oynish of Asachrom, the Teretziz, because Hashem takes them from the Chet of the door? In Loi Seidilos Rashi, Lishma, Mitzvoy Seid, Tzilach, Litzilach, Mevakshir, Rachman, Mischus, Ikve Atzoyim. If you don't know how to learn, you don't know things, learn from the Ikve Atzoyim. Ovis are showing, learn from the feet of Klai Yisrael, that means the Friedika, the Ovis, the Gderlim. Shere Ragli Atzoyim, they're like the feet of the Tzoyim. Chazukim, Vroyi, Bishusan. Es Gdiyayach, Tinoike, Shaloch. Shlo Yitpashu, Al Mishkonos, Roye, Roye Hadov, Oparnosov. If Nevidashin, the one Amol Hashem takes away the Gdiyim, the young ones, like a Shabbos Rabin, from Ashkin on the Royim of the Gdredim. So the Gemara, Akol Ponim, the Gaeta original Shiloh, the Devlez of Yosef, he says, Oymer Loshin Horo, does he also master, is he also master to Tanakama, it's also Mishra Meiser, he just being Meisiv Loshin Horo, Ishmamina, Afa Loshin Horo, Nami Kamishmamina. Because here, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Loz of Yosef says, Aus Oven von Tevel. You get a sachra. That's right before when he said Lashon Hara, he meant also Lashon Hara. Trashi Shmamino, for loy polig a meister, he's not mechuluk a meister. To a koma hoche, shemechlund vorm, shenem sukonim, and you get misa. So the more now back to the original meister, the amai korule resha madarbim. How come Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, he's called the resha madarbim, he starts to talk first. So the more Zomaisa, in Rosh Madar Mechomokim, Zomaisa, the Yath, Rebbe Yehuda, this Rebbe Yehuda was one sitting, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yosi was sitting there, and Rebbe Shimon was also sitting there. The Yosef Yehuda Ben Gerim, there's another Yehuda sitting down with them, and he was the Ben of the Ger, he was Mizgaya, but his parents were Goyim. Kabaya, is Pasach Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Loi started to talk. The Yomron, he said, Kamenoyim Asem Shalom Azu, how nice these people, these Romans are. The what? Tiknu Shvokim, they made nice streets. Tiknu Gishom, they made nice bridges. Tiknu Machzoyos, they made nice bathhouses. So Yehuda Rebbe Loi Poshet was praising the Goyim, the Romans. So Svasem says, Chai, Eshten Poshet Loi Sechonin. He now let us say nice things about Goyim. So you know, even Yehuda Rebbe Loi, even though he said it, he didn't mean it, there was a nice lotion. He was saying it sarcastically. But according to when he said it, you can understand maybe he meant like this. Is Rabbi Yossi Shosek. So the Mayas Rabbi Yossi was there, he just kept quiet. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon was also there, but he answered back and said, no, V'yom, and he said, you should know these Romans, whatever they only did for themselves. Tiknu shuakim, they made these streets, loishiv lehem zoynis, they do it to have zoynis on the streets. Machzoyis, they made bath houses, la'adim b'matzvon, to make themselves look nice and feel good. Gishurim, why did they make these bridges for them? Litom yamechet, to take taxes, but everything they did was for themselves. Don't praise the Romans. Is the Maisa who is sitting there? This Yehuda ben Gerim. Is Holach Yehuda ben Gerim asleep with the rain? He went home and told his parents, God, his parents were goyim, that what the Rabbanim said. And he told his parents innocently, said Rashi. He said, Rashi, Alum Mazu, Roimin, Shvokim, Yemash, Shvokim. Rashi, sleep with the rain, the Talmud of I love it, because the Talmud says, Father, Vimoy. Well, they're Lashmin Lamachus. They didn't mean to tell his parents that his parents should go directly to tell the Malchus. But he told his parents told it over, and he got the word, got back to the Malchus, that Reb Yehuda or Reb Eloi was saying something nice about the Romans, and Reb Shimon ben Yochai said something bad about them. So the Romans found out and said like this, Yehuda she'iloi, Yehuda that said nice about us, is Yisalem. Yisalem means he should, like Rashi, Elias, Rosh Madavim, he should always be the first one to talk. Whenever you have an Asifon, he should always be the Rosh Madavim. That's Pshat the Maaseh before, Reb Yehuda was always the Rosh Madavim, because the Romans put him up like to be head. Because he spoke nice about the Romans. Or at least they thought he spoke nice. But the Yosef, Yeshua said, Yosef, they kept quiet, Yiglu Litzipur, they put him into Golis. Of Shimon, Reb Shimon ben Yochoyim, Shegino, he spoke bad about the Romans and said, no, they didn't do anything for the good of us, only for the good of themselves. Is Yehoram, there were guys who missed upon Reb Shimon ben Yochoyim. Is Mela right away, Ozal who were brave, Reb Shimon ben Yochoyim, his son Reb Elezer, hid. They ran away from the goyim. Tosha be medrash, him the base of medrash. Is at the beginning called Yom Havi Maizilu the Beisu. Every day his wife used to come and bring, lift us some bread, the kuzu the maya, cup of a jar of water. The karach they ate together. Of the kitoska gezerta, they heard out that the goyim, the Romans are really looking for him hard. His omla lebrei, Reb Shimon Nechoy told the son of Leza, Noshim daitim kalim. You should know I can't trust my wife anymore, because Noshim are very easygoing. What does that mean? Dilma mitzarlu, maybe the Romans will come and take my wife and torture her. O Megalalon, and my wife will remember, since she's being tortured, she'll tell on us we were hiding. Zemela Ozlu, he went away from his wife, Reb Shimon Nechoy, Toshu b'marta. He went and he hid inside a mor, inside a cave. Is it without anything, just him and his son? Is Rachash Nisa Hashem made a nest right away, Ivrilu Charuva, it created a box of tree, the end of the Maya, and a well of water came through. They have a Mishalchi Minayu. So his son, Esib Shimon Yechoy, and his son was sitting in the cave. They only ate from this box of tree and from the water. Now, have a Mishalchi Minayu used to take off their clothing. They sat in the sand as they covered themselves up in the sand, so the Erevah should not be Mizgal. There's still a lot of learned Torah this way. Up until the neck, the Umamah sunk into the ground. Kula Yom Megarzi, the whole day they used to dive in without clothing, just being inside the sand. Bidin Sluya came time to dive in. Loshim Nichtzah, then they got out of the sand, they put on the begodim, Umatzli they dive in. Poshit, the Gemara means Imamish Davin Shemon Esrei. And as Hiko Nikos Lashem Lokecho, before you dive in Shemon Esrei, you're standing in front of Hashem, you're supposed to dress, put on something nice, so you put on the begodim. For Hode Meshalchim and I, when they got finished diving, they took again off the begodim. Ki Hechad Lo Livlu. How come they took off the begodim? Because they didn't want it to get ruined up, the begodim. Like we'll soon see, they stood in the Mora 12 years. So they wanted the begodim to look nice for 12 years, so they only wore it Meshach Davening. Otherwise, they took it off and they stamped sat inside the sand. So the Mora Ki Hechad Lo Livlu. That the begodim should not be used up. Aceful trace the Shoni. They stood there for 12 years. Vemarta. 12 years they stood inside the Mora. So we have some Tosfos on that Yudal of the Kasha. The Mora there says that Misha Tirosa Yamunosla Reb Shimon Ben Yochai is potter from davening. So Hakamit says that he used to daven every day. So Tosfos learns there means he only said Trishma. Doesn't mean he really davened Shimon Esrei. But that's Pshat of Mr. Shverim, why they put on the begodim. Well, Allah has brought down, you'll add a moshul say krishma if you're in, let's say, a bathing suit. Vashenkin Shmonesri can only say if you're wearing a shirt. Because Shmonesri is called Yudam Lufnei Hashem. There is a special law, you have to dress nicely. But the Krishma not mechuyiv to. So the only David Krishma is a bit of a shver, why they have Dafka put on the begodim. Right? You could say Stam, they wanted to wear nice even for Krishma. Otherwise, Nefshe Nagai Tais would be the Pshatri, since it was a Mokam Sakona here, Etaka had a Tzibu, they daven to Hashem, Hashem should save them. So the Shasta Shmon Esrim, whenever they daven, they put on the good, they put on the begodim, and afterwards they went back into the sand. For the Kitsa, they were there for 12 years learning Torah Yom HaLayla. This is the Musa we always say, Misha Terosa Yom HaNosa, that learns Torah Keseda, like Yashim Ben Yechoy. Mishmeru, they learning without a Hefzik for 12 years straight. Is also Elio. At the end of the 12 years, Elio and Novi came. The Kama Fischer stood by the door, the matter of this cave. Omar, and he said, "Man loy doy labay yechoy. Who's going to tell like Rishon ben Yechoy? The Miss Casey, you know, the king died, the bad king of Rome. Oh, bottle gzerosoy, and his gzeros to kill you is bottle. You don't have to worry anymore." The middle of Nofku, they came outside of the cave. Is Mamashi after 12 years of sitting and learning Yom HaValayah, that came out of the cave, is Chozi Inchi Dekor Karchi Vizari. He saw a person that was working, plowing the ground, and sowing, and putting seeds into the ground, planting. Oma, so Rav Shimon Nechoy said, Menichim Chayilim, how come you're leaving over the Torah? You're leaving out Chayilim Abom. You're only wasting your time in doing plowing. What are you wasting time in Chayishon? So I gave Tehillim Azir. Is Komokim Shinais in the name? So he looked at the person and gave the person Ayin Hara. Is Miyad Nisraf? Right away the person was burnt up. Is Yotza Basko Sabasko came out for Yomulahim. Bahachir Balomi, it's awesome. He came out of the cave like to kill the whole world. As it is Madrega, Shim Ben Yecholek, we say he is called Terosim Minosli. His name is learning for 12 years straight. And like Rashi brings down, Rashi Ba'iskin B'chayisho, the Efshai Deinochim, you should know that if you want to sit and learn Torah, Ay Panosa, you'll get out of Goyim. V'akodesh Baruch Hu Mechalek Mozna, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you Mozen, gives you food. V'revach Li'oyser Etzoyne. And that's Haftoch, whoever wants to be like a Shurim Ben Yechoy, to sit down and learn the whole day straight, he has the head to, and you should know Hashem will take care of you. See, Rav Shimon Nechoy was in that Madregas. When he came out of the Moro, he couldn't understand how somebody could be Isaac and working and not rather being Isaac and terror the whole time. It was such a big Madrega. So Pashto, that the Basco said, you can destroy the whole world. It's the whole world is not at your Madrega. They can't be at that Madrega to learn terror the whole day long. Is the Melech Chizul Maraschim. They told him to go back into the cave. Is Hodar, he went back also. He sat there for 12 months. Another whole year, they stood in the cave. Amri, they said, Mishpat Rishonim B'Gehenim, how long the people stay in Gehenim? Yud Beis Chodesh. So not Zicha, what's that going to do with the Indian of Rishonim to be in Gehenim, with Rishonim Ben Yechoy here? But Kitzi stood there another month in the cave. Trashi, Shinema, Apostle, how you know Yud Beis Chodesh is the Misa, the din of Rishonim in Gehenim? As after a year, Yotza Basko came out, Yomru, the Ashtar, Basko said, Sumiraskim, come out now out of the cave. Is Nofku, they came out. Is Vaita Kolhecha, they have Imachi, Rebelezer too with his Madrega. He gave an eye in horror when he saw people do something bad. They have Imachi, Rebshim, Kopan Rebshim, and Ben Yechoy, he healed it up. Omula, he told his son, Beni, I don't feel so bad, you don't see everybody else learning Torah so much, Vadai Lielam, Aniviyata. Hey, that the Grashi Bioiske Torah Niviata. Like, our learning Torah is enough for the whole world. Said, don't give such an eye and horror on the whole world. Then there was a Maisa Bahadi Panya de Malay Shabbat. Came one Erev Shabbos. Chozu, they saw Husab, an old person, the Avinokich Rei Medaniyasa. He was holding two nice flowers, Hadassim, in his hands. For Royata Ben Hashemosh, he was running home like right before Shabbos. Amrulei Hani Lomloch, so they asked this, Rav Shimon Nechoy and Abelazar's son, he asked this person, how come you're carrying these flowers? Oh, Malul Lechavet Shabbos, I'm carrying home Lechavet Shabbos. They asked him, Tizglof Bechod, what's wrong, why don't you have only one, what do you have to have two for? So he answered back, Chad Kineget Zoch, Chad Kineget Shomer. He wants to be Mahadir in Shabbos, Al Zoch B'Shomer. I got, that's how many, why, at least we have two candles by Shabbos, one Kineget Zoch, one Kineget Shomer. Is Omle, so Shimon told now Lebrei, his son, Chazilu, Kamechavivin, Mitzvah Sayyisul, how nice the Kleisul's loves to do mitzvahs. That the Mahadin is in your Shabbos to make the house look nice, he brought home like flowers to the house. is Yosef the Tayyip. From here on, they were Miyasev Das, like the Velt is okay, and they didn't give an Ayin Hara anymore. Is Shomer Pinchas Ben Yor Chasne. Hey, Shimon Ben Yochai, son in law, Pinchas Ben Yor heard that the Shvira became freed. Is when not perfectly happy, went to see him. Idol of Beidani, he saw him, he came out of the cave from 13 years now, so he took him to Beidani, took him to a bathhouse to wash him up or to give him massage him a little bit. Is heavy ko'orech le'le bisra, he was massaging, rubbing his bosser, his flesh. Chozi, he saw the heavy be'pili v'gufi, he saw so many cracks in his shrev body, poshit from sitting in the sand for 12 years, the sand poshit gave cracks into the body. Heavy ko'bochi, your princess ben yor started to cry, when he saw his shrev look so bad, he started to cry. And his tears were coming down, and started to burn him. His tears had like salt in it. When it came into it, it dripped down on Rav Shimon Yochai's body. When it went into the cuts, it burnt him. Is Omalei, and he said, Rav Shimon Yochai, Pinchas Ben Yor said, Oily, you felt so bad that I see you in this matzim. You have such bad skin, like cracked skin. Oh, Malay, Rav Shimon Yochai said, no, Ashrecha, it's very good. Sure, you saw me because that you see me like this. Shilmol, if you didn't see me like this, in other words, if I wouldn't have been in this marvelous cave, hidden for 12 years, learning Torah, Loi Mitzos to be kach, you wouldn't have found me now to be such a big Talmid Chacham. Why? To me, Kor, at the beginning, Ki Hevi Makh, Shir Shim Ben Yochai Kusha, when Yer Shim Ben Yochai Vyas Bekashem, had been the Farak of Pinchas Ben Yor, Tresa Pruke. Yer Shim Pinchas Ben Yor, his son-in-law, was able to answer him back, 12 Terusim. Because Pinchas Ben Yor was a greater Talmid Chacham than Yer Shim Ben Yochai at the beginning. Of the slave, now, after he came out of the Mor, after 13 years later, Ki Hevi Makh, Shir Papa Ben Yor Yakusha. When his Adim, Pinchas Ben Yor, the Esmakasha, having Mepharuk, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, Rav Shimon Yochai would be able to answer him back, Eschim Biabor Peruke. 24 Terutzim. So you see how much more Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Shtaido is more than Pinchas Ben Yor. And he said it's only because he was in the Mor, in his cave, learning Yom of Alayla for 13 years. Oma, so the Shimon Ben Yochai said, now, Hoyav Yisrachas Nisa, since this happened, that I lived 12 years in the cave, that Hashem gave me this box of tree and the well of water. Is that it's a Musa? Let me go out in the world now and be Mesak like a Kuras HaToyid. I'll be Mesak in something. Yosef, where did he learn this midah from Yaakov Avinu? Yosef says by Yaakov, by Yov Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov came home Sholem after he went out with Esav. He came home Sholem. V'yomer and he said, Rav says, Sholem Agufi means he came back Agufi means he was alive. Because when he went to Esav, he went for three things. For Mechom, he was ready for Matonah, and he was ready for Tefillah. So first he came back, Sholem Agufi, he didn't have to fight with him. Sholem B'Mamayinu, he didn't lose his money. And Sholem B'Tarasa, usually when you travel, you forget your learning. He didn't forget his learning. Vayit the Pasuk says, Vayichan es Pnayir. What is Vayichan? He had Chanin, like he had Chain, he was nice to the people in the city. Amarav Matpeya Tikunahem. As Yaakov Avinu now was Mesakin Matbeya for them. Ushmuel Amar Shvokim Tiklim, he was Mesakin Shvokim for them. As he was Mesakin for Shechem, on Shechem, he made the city, the streets nice. Rabbi Yechon Elma Mach Tzoyz Tiklim, as Askaros HaTayb, Yaakov Avinu made nice bath houses for them. So Amar Melu Shimon Yechoy had the same Eden now. He just had got finished with the Nisim. He wanted to do something good for the world. Is Ika Milsa. Yeah, just to ask Gemara again on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis all the way at the bottom. So again, after Rav Shimon Ben Yochai came out of the Mora, and as Nisim happened, he wanted to, as a Koras HaTov, do something good back to the city like Yaakov Avinu did. So he asked him, Omar, Ika Milsa the Boilet Kun, is anything in the city that I can help out to fix you out with? Is Omuleti told him back, yes. Ika Durkti is a place, the Isbeis Sofik Tumah. There's a place here that has a Sofik Tumah. We don't know, there was a mace was buried there. We don't know if it's still there. It's still there. The Islu